The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. We're here for the next hour with lots of good information to improve your health and well-being, your energy, your mood, all of the aspects of how your brain and body work so that you have superior quality of life. And that's what we're here talking about. How to have superior, not just average, not just okay, but superior quality of life. Hi, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. I think it was Monday we mentioned the movie The Big Short.
Yes, we did.
And just a reminder, go out and see that movie because we're going to talk a little bit more about it next week. Because there are a lot of parallels between how healthcare is practiced in this country and that movie, which deals with the financial industry, Wall Street, the big banks.
Big banks, big pharma.
And it gives you a real good insight into what's going on. And the reason for that's important is, hopefully it'll motivate you to be a little more proactive with your own health and not relying upon the establishment to take care of you, because the establishment takes care of themselves first. If they happen to have something that helps you, that's fine. But by and large, they take care of you. So how do I know this? Well, just look out there. Look at the statistics. Have we seen a change in heart disease? Have we seen a change in cancer? You know, you talk about incidence or mortality or, you know, how many drugs are being sold. Yeah, the change has been everything is going up. You know, more drugs, more disease, more deaths.
Well, Dr. Slavin, yesterday we talked about there was a dramatic, and I believe I'm making an actual quote, a dramatic decrease in cancer deaths. And the truth of the matter was, I think it was out of over 500,000 deaths per year due to cancer, there was a reduction of 370 deaths per year. And the authors of that article characterized that as a dramatic improvement. I guess it depends on your point of view.
In order to convince you, as a healthcare consumer, to keep doing things the way they're being done, they got to show some results. And if the best they can show is that there's less than a 1% decrease in deaths, you know, that's how they convince you to keep doing it. They continually mischaracterize the benefits of chemotherapy. But they have to do that, because if they didn't do it, why would you continue going for that type of treatment? If you knew that chemotherapy didn't work, why would you use it? But the studies show it doesn't work, but they keep promoting it. The studies show over and over again that mammograms for breast cancer doesn't save women's lives from breast cancer death.
Right. There's no change in the outcome.
And yet they keep promoting mammograms. Why do they keep it? So they can find breast cancer and make money in the treatment of the breast cancer, but the outcomes aren't changing. And this is why I encourage you. This is not my opinion. These are facts. These are studies that have been published. So I encourage people, go online, read for yourself, do your research, I always recommend a second opinion from another doctor, regardless of the issue you have. You know, think for yourself. If it doesn't make sense, even if it makes sense, get a second opinion, because doctors have been affected by this marketing campaign by the medical establishment. Some of the treatments are very good. Some of them are not. And now you have to determine how you want to approach it. But you can learn a lot on the internet. If nothing else...
Careful on the internet.
I was going to say, well, because you get a lot of... You got to be able to filter the information. But if nothing else, you'll pick up questions to ask the physician. I mean, that's an important thing to add. I'll give you an example of something. This is a patient that was in yesterday, and I think he's in his 80s, has prostate issues like so many men have. The issue with prostate, enlarged prostates, are emptying your bladder.
Okay, I have a question about that. Has it always been so, or is it because there are more people, more men taking an active approach possibly for dealing with prostate enlargement? What is it? Because it seems to me 40 years ago you didn't hear of the level of issue.
You know, I don't know, except I can say when I did a rotation in urology at Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn, a very famous urologist at the time, they were doing a lot of surgery to remove the prostate.
Were they?
You know, transurethral resections of prostate. So it was happening then.
Okay.
As it is now, I think today, a couple of things. I think some of the natural products, like salt palmetto, Pygium, you know, those types of products might be helpful in relieving some of the symptoms so patients aren't running.
Maintaining your vitamin D level, a real basic.
Of course, there are more drugs on the market, too. The trouble with all the drugs, there are lots of side effects associated with them. Sometimes, although I have to tell you, sometimes the people come back and say, you know, that's working fine for me. I don't have side effects. A drug that comes to mind is the low-dose Cialis, 5 milligrams every day. Patient says that's working and, you know, no side effects. But that's always the risk with drugs, are the side effects. So you look out for them. It becomes very, you know, we see patients that come in on multiple drugs and have multiple complaints, not necessarily related to the drug or related to the condition they're being treated. Now you have to go through the side effects of each of those drugs because very frequently it's coming from one of the drugs, but you've got to be a detective. So
this gentleman came into the office yesterday. He's in his 80s. Mm-hmm. And
diabetic, too, which is another risk factor to do anything with a patient. So I told the patient, I said, you know, do intermittent catheterization. You know, you see all those commercials on TV about... you know, buying catheters, they'll deliver it directly to your home. And if your only problem is emptying your bladder, if you can achieve that easily just with doing a self-catheterization, I think that's preferable than taking the chance with what they call the green light laser therapy for the prostate, especially in a 80-year-old diabetic. So I said to him, I said, just get a second opinion. This is not my area of expertise, but you have to ask the questions. If he has a neurogenic bladder, which is part of his condition, so his bladder
and a neurogenic bladder would mean an unresponsive bladder to contract, the need to eliminate.
So let's say you remove the obstruction by the prostate. If the bladder can't contract, you still have the same issue, but now you may be incontinent. But these are the questions. I say, get a second opinion. Just ask somebody because the doctor has an overwhelming reason to promote the treatment. It's money. You know, that's what he does for a living. Those are the skills that he's been trained to do, and he wants to do it. And in the right person, it can be very helpful. But here you have an 80-year-old diabetic at risk for infection, things like that. So you don't want bad outcomes.
Okay, and the recommendation that you're making for intermittent catheterization, so you would self-catheterize on, let's say, a schedule, and the potential for urinary tract infection with that intermittent catheterization is reduced then, rather than...
Yeah. Well, the... If you do it properly, you don't have that risk. But the risk is there, of course. But if you do it properly, the risk is minimal.
Okay.
A lot of people do it, and I'm not saying that he shouldn't have the surgery or he should. He should ask the questions. For example, if you do the surgery, am I going to not have to get up at night in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? How will I be better off after the surgery versus just doing the intermittent catheterization? See, unfortunately, with so many of these treatments, people think they're going to be like new again. You know, they're going to be like a, you know,
and
a
20-year-old. And that doesn't happen?
Well.
For some people, might it happen?
I think some people definitely see improvement. Okay. But you always have to pick your patient properly. You know, if doctors pick their patients properly, you wouldn't see any post-operative deaths.
Do you... think that might be a class in medical school, picking your patient properly?
You know, you would think common sense. You know, well, here's
wait
the thing.
A minute. How many people do you know that have really good common sense?
Well, here's what happens. Let's say this patient decides he wants the surgery. He's going to come to a physician for medical clearance for that surgery.
Yes.
So basically, we would tell the surgeon, okay, he's medically clear, meaning his heart is stable, his electrolytes, his you know, his serum chemistries, he's not anemic, everything looks good. He has no infections going into the surgery, so that basically it's safe. But every surgery is potentially a life and death situation.
Absolutely.
So you have to always weigh the benefits versus the risks. And very often, you know, it's not done that way. But I just say, you know, get the right answers. If he still has to catheterize himself because of the neurogenic bladder after the surgery, what has he really achieved? If he becomes incontinent after the surgery, is he better off than without the surgery? I mean, there's a lot of questions to ask. That's why if you go online and read up on it, you'll find out the complaints that other patients have experienced. Ask the doctor. You know, put them on the spot. They should be able to answer honestly.
Okay.
Well, this reminds me. This was an aside. There's a movie out called The Danish Girl. Did you see it?
No.
I saw it. And
did it open your eyes a little bit about possibly an area where you may have had perspective that you had an opinion?
Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about it.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Stay tuned for very, very more. Very much more interesting discussions to come.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are discussing some very, very interesting subjects this morning. Now, Dr. Slavin, before we get back to our discussion about movie, I would like to know, with regard to discussing with a physician, a surgeon, whether to move forward with a surgical procedure, do you have a particular ratio? Does it have to be better than 50-50? Should it be 90-10 for success, 10% risk of not being helpful? The thing is there a ratio that you would definitely not proceed with a surgical approach if the change were say, lower than 30% success? You got any figure in your head like that?
I think it's the most important thing is that the patient doesn't have unrealistic expectations as to how he'll be after the surgery, because I think so often people think I'm going to be like new and everything's going to be fine and it'll be a walk in the park and no problems. Very often that's not the case. I'm trying to think of other surgeries that applies to. Probably applies to plastic surgery a lot.
Oh, I would imagine.
People think they're going to, look 20 years younger, and so often they may be disappointed. I mean, they may look better, but not as good as they would have liked. I mean, so you have to get the find out what the realistic expectations are. And then that's where the second opinion comes to. The doctor wanting to do the surgery might leave out some things, whereas the second opinion, who's not doing the surgery, might be a little more complete in all the expectations. And the reason I I thought of the movie, and I'm not going to give away too much.
Okay.
But the movie, it takes place in the 1920s. And part of it had to do with surgery, and the doctor was telling the patient, he was recommending against this particular surgery at this time, only because he said it's very risky, that you could die. Now, in the 1920s, that was before antibiotics, before blood transfusions. So you were more likely.
However, medical approaches did have their ways of dealing with infection and so on.
Well, they did. But still, but the point is, even today with antibiotics and blood transfusions,
still risk.
People die postoperatively from infections.
Right.
Hopefully, they're not dying from exsanguination because first of all, they check patients beforehand that they're not anemic, and they'll even type in cross blood match the blood to have on hold in case it's needed. So hopefully that wouldn't be the issue. But the point is, you need to go in with all these facts because you don't want to come out of it no better off than you are going into it. And I've had patients tell me after different surgeries, I'm not naming one in particular, but they were dissatisfied with the end result. And they said, if I knew this was all I was going to get out of it, I would have skipped the whole thing. So that's why it's important really to find out what to expect. Now, I just want to digress for a second because something just came up now. And this is something we had talked about a couple of weeks ago, actually. And this is breaking news. Who would have thought you could get breaking news on this program? Here's what it is. The U.S. Attorney's Office opens up criminal investigation into Chipotle. Now, the reason I think that's important, because I don't think Chipotle is going to create a situation where they're food poisoning. In fact, I think when we talked about it, there was very strange strange strains of E. coli.
Right.
What weren't your typical?
And it was so corporate terrorism.
Well, that's what's been reported, that it might be the competitors somehow trying to sabotage Chipotle. Because why? They're using genetically free or GMO free foods. You're just trying to.
No hormones, no antibiotic, yeah. Livestock.
So it's interesting that the Attorney General is opening up a criminal investigation into Chipotle. You know,
isn't it interesting?
Who are they? Who's pulling their chains?
Might it be a similar attorney general to the one in New York State who found that there were no identifiable active ingredients in homeopathic formulas? Really smart guy.
Well, I mean, that's the definition of a homeopathic formula.
Right.
It's got the electromagnetic, energy in there.
Energetic signature of the original component.
And it works.
Yes, it does.
I mean, I've seen it work firsthand, homeopathic formulas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure our listeners have as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you deal with you.
All the time.
And you get good feedback.
Wonderful result.
So I'm just saying, why does this happen? Look at the competition.
It isn't in the content of breaking news, but here's a homeopathic tip from Janet here on Natural Doc Radio. So many people I see, are dealing with vertigo and have an issue with vertigo. And some of the treatments that are recommended are very, very, very unpleasant. And, one thing to try, but number one, very inexpensive, not a problem, the homeopathic formula phosphorus. It might not look as though, when you read the components, it might not necessarily look as though that's the approach to use for your vertigo. But I've been having very, very good success with phosphorus for vertigo. Follow the directions on the container. I'm not suggesting a particular brand or anything, but phosphorus for vertigo.
Oh, so you're not suggesting a particular brand. You think they all work equally as well?
I haven't seen big differences between different brands. So,
there's one brand.
B&T is an excellent brand. Highlands is an excellent brand. I love King Bio.
The King Bio is a brand I've used myself for allergies. It works very well. It's a spray in your mouth.
Fabulous. Yeah.
And is that available in all health food stores?
In many of
them. Okay.
Yes.
But and you know what? Homeopathic formulas are a threat. Number one, because they're not expensive, and they work. So what could be better than that? And if you and then what I always say is you try it. If it doesn't work, okay, you haven't spent a lot of money. But these days, it's very difficult to get a prescription for a drug that doesn't cost $100 or more. It's really crazy, the prices of prescription drugs.
Outrageous.
So, or they give you the generic, which in my opinion was the worst thing they ever did.
It was interesting because I had a conversation yesterday with someone and we were talking about, how to get a particular prescription. And they were concerned that if they went to Canada and purchased the prescription there, the product quality might not necessarily be as good as what they would purchase here in the United States. And the truth of the matter is, I said, they're made in Pakistan, India, China, Ireland. They're made all Malaysia. They're made all over the globe. And so just because you purchase it here in the United States does not necessarily mean that it is in an FDA-inspected facility within the borders of the United States.
Which sort of reminds me of the double standard. Jonathan Wright, MD, his office was raided.
Right.
Because they found ampules of vitamin B that had already been used in the garbage. It's allowed to look at it because in the garbage. And the reason he used, this was vitamin B from Germany, and the reason he used it because he can get it without preservatives in it, and that's what he wanted, a pure vitamin B. And that was their excuse to raid his office because he said the labeling wasn't in English. you know, after all, vitamin B is just a vitamin. It's not a drug. So, you can see the double standard, but we're allowed to import all these drugs from other countries. Who knows the quality that's going on there? So, you know, it's a word to the wise. You know, most drugs are unnecessary if you would just take a little bit better care of yourself. We got a little sidetracked.
We got way sidetracked. We were having a good time, though.
First, we mentioned the Danish girl. Then there was another movie. We mentioned the
Big Short
and then the Danish girl.
Right.
Now, the point is there was surgery involved in the movie. It was groundbreaking surgery, but the doctor warned the patient, you could die from this surgery. Do you really want to go through with it? Is it worth it to you? I think that's the way you have to go into any surgery. It really has to be life and death to take the risks of surgery. But clearly, we do a much better job today because of all the advances in surgery over the years. But still, there's a risk. People are still dying in surgery. And not necessarily from mistakes. I mean, mistakes happen sometimes. But the complications that can occur. Infection is a big complication with surgery. And also problems with the anesthesia. Problems with intubation during the surgery. So, you know, the doctors know to look out for it, but, you know, I just hope that medicine is still attracting the best and the brightest to go into it, because that's not the feeling I get. Because of all the regulations and the way healthcare is being hijacked by the corporations now, where doctors have to work for somebody and being told what to do by either their employer or the insurance company. It's not the kind of personality that becomes doctors that want to be told by someone who's not at their level what to do. Can you imagine that?
Oh, very, very interesting things to consider. And so here's the thought process. As you were speaking, Dr. Slavin, I'm thinking, okay, well, the best and the brightest securing their master's in business administration, forging a very strong network of like-minded individuals in medical school, and they're starting their own corporations rather than relying on other corporations to be employed by. They make their own.
Well, just an interesting aside, too. In The Big Short, one of the people that recognized the problem before all these so-called experts was a physician. But he decided to go into, money management rather than continue in his medical career.
Diagnosing the business. Okay. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we'll be back. More to come. More information that's going to help you support your overall well-being. Stay tuned.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Dr. Slavin?
Our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, has an event this Saturday from 8 to 11, but it'll go later. But we want people to come early because this way you can come fasting. So the blood tests give you a little bit added information when you have the free blood tests that they're offering for the event, a CBC, a chemistry panel, and a urinalysis. And, of course, their low prices for any other tests are available. And we found out at the last event, because Janet and myself will be there and talking to people, a lot of people have HMOs. Their doctors won't order these tests.
It's true.
You know, and probably even the vitamin D level. They'll probably say, why order a vitamin D test? Just, you know, take your 400 units of vitamin D a day. Well, that's not enough. You need to be tested. We're going to go into vitamin D in a minute, just to talk about some of the latest information coming out about it. So the event is to introduce people to a superior drawing center. One of the reps that comes to the office, she just told me yesterday she was in, she said her mother came there to have her blood drawn because she said, you know, she was going to go somewhere to have the blood drawn. She said, well, go to, you know, Advanced Medical Testing. And she went and she loved it. She says so much better than the places that she's used to doing. And part of the reason so much better is no wait. You know, that's the key because everything is scheduled. You know, you get in and out. You don't have to wait an hour. She said people, they'd wait over an hour to get taken care of. So the event this Saturday from 8 to 11 or until we finish, just call for an appointment so you don't have to wait either. 754-216-2332. Jan and I are there to answer your questions. If you have questions about other testing, if there's a test that can't be performed that day, they'll still give you the special prices during the week if you need to come back.
Some advice as well with regard to whether insurance will cover certain testing.
Oh, that's a good point. So here's a sometimes people have insurance with a deductible. So if you put it, if you order the test through your insurance and it's not covered, the amount you have to pay is often much higher than what you would pay if you were just paying out of pocket. This is the problems with the whole system. So that's a choice people can make. If there's a test you want and your insurance you think will cover it, they'll be able to tell you. Have your doctor order it. You can come back. If you're an HMO and the doctor's not ordering the test, and I find this a lot of people with Medicare are being fooled into joining these Medicare HMOs, and they're being told, well, it's the same Medicare you have, it's no difference, only you don't have to pay for a supplemental insurance, but there is big differences because you have to go to a specific doctor. The panels are not open for doctors to join, so it's limited. So the doctors you go to, they're very busy. They're not going to bother ordering all the tests that are important to you but not important to him because the more he spends on you, the less he keeps for himself. That's the way HMOs work.
So I think that that might be shocking for many people to have an understanding of how HMOs work.
It would be. And I remember asking a doctor who was involved in HMOs once to come on the radio show to discuss it and let the people out there know. He did want to. He said there's something in the contracts they signed. They're not allowed to talk about their financial arrangements.
Whoa.
You know, so, I mean, there's a lot of issues in healthcare that they don't want to see the light of day. And the consumer needs to know about this stuff for their own protection, to make the right choice about what kind of health care they want. And now clearly there is an abuse in medicine, that there's an overuse of certain procedures. That's true. So that's what these HMOs were designed to do, is try and cut back on the overuse of procedures. But it goes the other way. Now they don't do anything.
Okay. When you talk about overuse of procedure, one of the things that comes to mind is colonoscopy. That I talk to a lot of people and their doctors are really pressuring them to have yearly colonoscopies. Do you have any comment on that,
Dr. Yeah, there are protocols for that.
AMT Centers has some tests.
There are tests you can do. I don't know that, the colonoscopies are that much better in saving lives than just doing a periodic stool for blood. It might be, because the argument they give is if they find a polyp, they can remove it. And that
polyps
polyp may
come and go.
Well, that's not what they tell you. They say the polyp may turn cancerous.
Yeah, that's what.
Of course, it may not.
Right. It may
so more important than going for a colonoscopy is making sure your diet is anti-colon cancer. I mean,
an anti-colon cancer diet.
So, but the doctors don't tell you that. But basically, the protocol is at age 50. By age 50, you should have one, assuming you have no symptoms, no other reason to do it earlier than age 50. And then if it's perfectly normal, every 5 years, if there are any issues that they want to follow, then they would do it more frequently. Here's another perfect example of getting a second opinion from a gastroenterologist. Just like patient was in the hospital and he had a transesophageal echocardiogram and then got a second opinion after the fact. And the other cardiologist says, well, you didn't meet the criteria. You didn't need a transesophageal echo. But that's how the doctors make money. So they do the tests. So,
In that particular case, Dr. Slavin, would insurance pay for that?
Sure. Yeah.
In spite of the fact that the patient did not meet the criteria evaluating for the need.
Yeah, but the insurance company doesn't know that. They get the diagnosis. You know, so they meet the insurance criteria with the diagnosis and they pay. So a lot of that happens, and when you're in a hospital setting, you really don't have time to get a second opinion. You just have to do what your doctor suggests. And a lot of times there's a gray area as well. You know, you could or you couldn't.
Okay.
And I don't blame doctors if you're going to err on doing the tests and get the information to help the patient. As long as it's not a life-threatening test.
Okay, so just going back to the colonoscopy, one of the nutrient status bits of information that's critically important with regard to assessing your risk of colon cancer is vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people think of vitamin D as very, very critically important with regard to their bone density, but it goes far, far, far beyond being able to metabolize calcium. So the more correct and supported your vitamin D level is, the lower your risk of colon cancer. And that does have to do with how you're metabolizing calcium. But vitamin D is across the board an important factor in so many different aspects of evaluating our health. And it's one of the tests that people can have done very, very inexpensively at AMT centers.
Okay, vitamin D, when it's at optimal levels, and that's the key. It's not about just being within range, because the ranges are determined by the average person walking on the street. That doesn't really give you the optimum range. So what you have to know is the optimum range is where diseases are actually prevented. And the diseases that can be prevented include diabetes, heart attack, stroke, and cancer. Those are important diseases, but there are more than that. You can also, we see a something new that this report talks about is macular degeneration.
I had no idea.
Right, can be
interesting.
Helped or prevented with adequate vitamin D levels. Bowel disease, another one. Rheumatic diseases, HIV, depression, can be even helpful in supporting pregnancy. And dry eyes, another one. A lot of people complain of dry eyes. Vitamin D could be helpful in that context. But you have to take the right amount, and you have to do testing. And I get a feeling that not enough doctors are testing vitamin D levels. They may feel content enough to say, just take your 400 units. Or maybe at best they're saying, take 1,000 units of vitamin D a day.
Very often that's what I hear the clients that I speak with. They talk about their doctors suggesting 1,000 IUs. And I tell them many times 1,000 IUs is not sufficient to get you into an optimal range, which in my opinion would be over 60 for sure. I know one of the goals that you have in mind for your patients, Dr. Slavin, is 80. And even if people go over 80, and many times doctors get very skittish when they see a level over 80, even over 80 is not a problem.
Exactly. I mean, they say the cutoff is 100 in the range, but really you aren't expected to have any toxic consequences from vitamin D until it gets to 1,000. Mm-hmm. But I still recommend testing to make sure you don't get too high. But we talked about vitamin D and gastrointestinal disease, such as colorectal cancer and inflammatory bowel disease, is becoming increasingly more common worldwide. Why is that? Could be all this genetically modified foods people are eating. And also,
the chemicals that are dumped into our environment in the name of enhancing a particular crop or minimizing exposure to certain insects, whatever, but too many chemical exposures.
So that may be increasing it, and maybe the low vitamin D levels people have are adding to it. Ever since, I remember, 15, 20 years ago, reading a report in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they were saying, people are staying out of the sun for fear of
skin cancer,
but they're increasing the risk of colon cancer. Now, does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, that vitamin D level, when you support it properly, then your risk of colon cancer decreases.
You might remember, I'm just reading something here that reminded me of something. They say here to reap the benefit of your need for vitamin D, they say at least 40 to 60 should be your range. More ideal, they say 50 to 70. And I say, shoot for 80. And they're saying here 5,000 to 6,000 units of D3 a day. I say 10,000 units. Everybody's different. And, of course, all sources of getting vitamin D, which include the sun, the ultraviolet B light from a tanning bed, and vitamin D supplements and food. I had a tanning booth in the office
years
at one time for that exact purpose.
Right.
And the idea was people could walk in there with their clothes on even and get the exposure they need. Had to remove it because insurance felt that was too dangerous and they wouldn't, insure the office if I had the tanning booth in there. So it's just kind of interesting. But this was a long time ago, but this is what people need is the vitamin D. One way to just help protect yourself against certain illnesses.
Very, very basic, very inexpensive, very easy to do. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, more to come. Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more. Or visit amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth? Trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And all right, so we're telling people, Dr. Slavin, take your vitamin D, certainly between 5 and 10,000 IUs supplementally a day. The range of different immune supportive activities in the vitamin D. Inexpensive, very easy to swallow, no huge pills, teeny tiny little pills. And then test your vitamin D levels at advanced medical testing centers. Very inexpensive. And that way you can monitor the progression that your body has toward very, very highly supported good health. Okay. In addition to the vitamin D, one of the approaches that I love is the whole profile of vitamin E, Dr. Slavin. Vitamin E, the tocopherols, mixed tocopherols, as well as tocotrienols. That combination of a comprehensive vitamin E support is dramatic in improving hormone balance, brain function, cardiovascular function. Fabulous, fabulous way to support overall good health. One of the ones that I had been out of, a supplement that I use on a pretty regular basis and I had been out of, I replaced yesterday, zinc. Dr. Slavin, do you ever measure zinc levels in your patients? Because this time of the year, I think it's so important with regard to supporting immune function.
Yeah, we it's part of the routine testing we do is zinc for a lot of reasons. You mentioned it helps the immune system. You know, zinc lozenges when people have a cold might be helpful, among other things that could be used. And one of the things, in speaking of vitamin D, we recommend 150,000 units a day. In other words, 50,000 units of vitamin D3, three times a day for a couple of days, can be very helpful in helping your body get over the cold quickly. The other thing with zinc, there's something in both men and women called aromatase. And zinc deficiencies increase aromatase activity, which means in men it's going to increase your conversion of testosterone to estrogen. So, and they even use aromatase inhibitors in women with breast cancer as well. So, perhaps being making sure your zinc levels are optimal is going to offer that added bit of protection.
So, and again, you any of these specific components that are found in the body can be measured through different testing approaches at AMT centers. So if you have any suspicion that something might be proper, might possibly be out of balance, there's very, very easy ways to check it and make sure that you are in optimized ranges.
Now, here's an interesting statement made. According to one large-scale study, optimal vitamin D levels can slash your risk of cancer by as much as 60%. keeping your levels optimized, and that means around 80, you know, give or take, can help prevent at least 16 different types of cancer, including pancreatic, lung, ovarian, prostate, skin, just to name a couple. So, you know, why not? I mean, that probably of all the supplements out there, vitamin D is one of the least expensive.
The other thing that people need to know is if they are using a cholesterol-lowering drug, that cholesterol-lowering drug has the potential to interfere with fat-soluble nutrients, vitamin D, E, A, K. Those are examples of fat-soluble nutrients, and you are neutralizing those nutrients when you are using a cholesterol-lowering drug. And even if you are using a natural approach to lowering your cholesterol, many times the components found in natural approaches to lowering cholesterol, they too can interfere with the utilization of fat-soluble nutrients. Very, very, very important information, very important so that you know to test particularly that vitamin D level if you're using anything to lower cholesterol.
Now, how often do you get questions regarding children and vitamin D?
It's very, very interesting because I'm going to say probably fewer than 5% of the people who come to see me are discussing the health of their children. Some very, very interesting conversations that I've had with young women, and I tell them if they're preparing to start a family, you very, very much want to be using prenatal supplementation. There are so many different sources of excellent, excellent information to enhance the health of your pregnancy, ultimately the childbirth and the baby.
Well, I think the first recommendation is make sure the mother has optimum health and then make sure she passes that along to the infant with breastfeeding, because there's another report, we're not going to get into it today, but baby formulas are loaded with GMOs. So you want to avoid that. Get organic baby formulas. So you want to avoid those baby formulas if they're not GMO free.
My heart kind of contracts and drops when I see the advertisements for the formulas that are suggested to mothers for children who are fussy eaters. And if you looked at the ingredients in some of the things that they're suggesting you give your child because they don't eat a balanced diet, it's a very, very sad situation.
So, I mean, kids don't swallow pills, and most of the time the vitamin D is in a pill form, although they do make a liquid vitamin D that even put on the skin that can be absorbed topically. What about cod liver oil for kids?
There are excellent, excellent choices for cod liver oil. I suggest cod liver oil for any of the kids who are going to daycare or preschool, even all through elementary school. That is such a very, very easy and effective support so that the children aren't passing around viruses and
such. Have good flavors for them, I suppose.
Absolutely,
so they're
yes.
more tolerable. And, you know, maybe the adults remember cod liver oil that was very fishy and oily and very difficult to take. They've improved upon that.
Lots and lots of very easily swallowed. There are gummies. I don't necessarily suggest the gummies because they tend to be high in sugar. But there are chewable little gels that are flavored nicely without a whole lot of sugar. And certainly very, very nicely flavored cod liver oils. And just a teaspoon is enough for your child. You can mix it in with other things. A spoonful of yogurt with A and D found in the cod liver oil. Excellent way to start the day for your kids.
And just a reminder, this Saturday, the event over at the Advanced Medical Testing Centers from 8 to 11, if you'd like to come in and get some free testing, give them a call at 754-216-2332. They have excellent phlebotomists, and they can do children as well.
Absolutely.
You know, if we're talking about vitamin D levels, I think it's so important. The kids need to be started off on the right foot, and if they're deficient in their early years, it doesn't lead to optimum health later on in life.
So support your vitamin D levels, support your zinc levels. Cod liver oil is an excellent addition to your daily routine, both for yourself and your kids. And that cod liver oil, excellent not only for your immune system, but your skin, your brain, your hormone balance, your liver function. Lots of very, very important support to overall good health.
Yeah, a couple of easy tests to do if you want to do some extra testing. Vitamin C, CoQ10, your fasting insulin level. Those are really all important tests that give you the information to tell you, yeah, you're doing a good job, or you need to pay a little bit more attention to certain nutrients.
So, very, very important information for our listeners, and we will be back tomorrow here at WNN 1470 Natural Doc Radio. We'll be here tomorrow at 10, and lots more information to come. Do you have a little teaser about what's coming up tomorrow, Dr. Slavin?
On the program?
Yes, or in the world.
You know, believe it or not, no. I look through the literature that's been published the night before, the morning before, and that's what we like to talk about, the most recent things.
Okay,
like that criminal investigation to Chipotle. Very interesting.
And we'll be back tomorrow with more on that criminal investigation. Thanks for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. See you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.